world famous Phil Hendry Show.
From the El Pacifico in Southern California.
I'm Bud Dickman, but they're...
I'm Robert Lennon.
And now Phil Hendry.
Thank you. All right.
Who the hell is this?
This is Iron Maiden.
This guy sounds like some kind of an elf.
Yeah, he sounds like an elf, doesn't he?
Yeah, he sounds like an elf. Welcome to the show.
So, hold on for a minute, Phil. So this music, they're supposed to sound like elves, is that it? And this is called heavy metal? What the hell kind of music is this?
General, it draws upon the elven theologies, but it plays the heavy metal. It goes to the devil, but it is drawn from the elf, the devil-bound elf, if you will.
That's a good way to look at it. The elf that's gonna burn in hell.
The elf that'll burn in hell. That's an elf I wanna know.
All right, Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Hello, welcome. The weekend was a beautiful thing, and we certainly got our fair share of some football. I watched a little bit of the other kind of football, the round football.
Yeah, a lot of people are wondering, you know, what's going on with you anyway.
What does that mean?
Well, people are saying, how come Phil's watching soccer? You know,
soccer's getting to be very, very popular.
Yeah, yes. We know that. Yes.
Don't be a smartass, bud. You won't like me very much when you're a smartass with me.
What?
Don't.
It's just a...
You remember the Hulk, what was the man's name?
Hulk Hogan?
No, you ass.
The Incredible Hulk, when the guy said, you won't like me when I'm angry.
Oh, Dr. David Banner.
Yes, you won't like me when you're a smartass.
Well...
So, that was really a waste of precious time. So,
well, it was a waste of time. How precious.
Yeah. So, watching football this week. Yeah, I watched some American football, but I also watched the world kind. And my favorite team, Everton, won. So, they are now in third place, I think, in the Premier League, which is great. And that's a team from Liverpool that nobody's paying any attention.
Well, what about the American football?
Yeah, the American football was fun. We watched the Raider game. They came from behind. A lot of teams coming from behind to win. I think New England did, or at least it was very, very close. Another close game was that Denver-Carolina game. So, wild, wild thing. And I understand...
Yes, it was Flapjack Sunday.
Well, you can't tell about that.
No, but I'm not going to tell about it with you in the room, I can assure you.
Well, so you don't want to tell about it.
I'll tell about it, but I don't want that one staring at me.
Well... You said it was Flapjack Sunday.
It was Flapjack Sunday. That's a very personal thing.
All right. We talked to Frank already on whenever the hell it was on Friday about Flapjack Sunday. Yesterday, by the way, we ran a best of from 2014, I think it was, because we were still, you know, sort of retooling and gearing everything's up on the website. I mean, it's been one of those periods of time, folks, from the beginning of August all the way through now to the middle of September. We've been getting all kinds of different people in place and getting things kind of squared away. So, and that means we're working weekends. And if we're working on the weekends, sometimes it's tough to get a new show produced. But I think those days are behind us.
All right, so this, you're going to have this, no best ofs or anything like that.
You know, let me put it to you this way. Like I said before, we do a 5-day a week, 6-day, even sometimes 7 days a week. In fact, we do 7 days a week of material. Most podcasts, quote unquote, do 2 or 3 a week, most of them. So I'm not making any promises about anything. We do a daily podcast here, and we do that because that's just out of habit from our radio days.
Right, well, don't start getting resentful, Phil.
I'm not going to get resentful. I'm just saying, you know, if we do 4 or 5 or 3, hey, you know. But I can tell you that the product that we put out here, we work our asses off on, and it is a high, as I say, it is an elite product, man. And this is an elite group of listeners, the subscribers to the Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. So if you have a BSP, you are elite, you know.
This is an elite company of men and women.
Right. And you know, you're not just a bunch of schlubs who are dropping money in the donation box at some guy's website or some guy's podcast. This is a subscription, and it is a handcrafted, high-level podcast. It's a professional podcast. We actually make a living doing this. In fact, many of us make livings doing this. And why? It's because of the aforementioned. We take it very seriously. We work very hard. And there are days, when we're you know, taking care of all kinds of things.
Well, you work very hard, you're very serious, very professional, but you had some guy, you know, had a bunch of people just walk out, the whole operation collapsed.
Yeah, Phil, how professional is that?
All right.
Yeah, it's put together with spit and gum.
Yeah, man. I mean,
all right, everybody weighing in on this?
Well, we all got together and said we'd say something. This whole deal was put together with spit and gum, for crying out loud.
Yes, thank you. Understood.
Well, Phil, it wouldn't have collapsed and gone to hell in a handcart, as the general likes to say, if it wasn't put together...
Well, I know, with spit and gum.
Yes, exactly.
So what, you've put all the right people in place?
Absolutely, and we've got great people with us, and we're very, very excited to... We're excited for the future of the Phil Henry Show website. One of the things immediately, this week that we're going to be putting into place... We're going to be doing more live broadcast, more live podcast broadcasts. So we'll let you know when we're going to be on the air live doing the podcast and doing the videocast. So in other words, the one live event that we had during the week was our chat. That's going to be expanded now to at least one or two or three, perhaps, other events. Most likely it'll be the show itself. Maybe we'll do we did a live Elcott on Friday night.
Yeah, a lot of people call me about the live Elcott because they said it was kind of jacked over.
Well, let me just say this. And I would put this on you, bud.
I didn't do anything.
Well, you know, this was a chat, and the chat was an abortion.
Yeah, a lot of people were talking about how, you know, they couldn't log on or log off or whatever the hell it is.
Well, they were saying they weren't able to chat.
Yeah, no. And the reason for that was some... situation where the cache wasn't cleared.
Well, damn, I ain't supposed to do that.
I'm not aware.
And that knocked us off the chat line. So on Friday night, what people saw was me doing a monologue for 40 minutes about how pissed off I was about all this stuff. And then Elcott came in here and did his show live and was leveled about 16 times. And the whole thing was pretty grotesque, folks. All right, so there you have it. That is, that's the latest on this whole thing. Let's go to the traffic right now with Bob Bacon. Bob?
I'm filling you out, Charlie. There's a button one and right on down in the downtown area with a number of cars at the end of season. We have Felicia the Chief, Kansas City Chiefs, as a matter of fact, in the court third, right till about 11 o'clock this morning. They, by the way, down the hot lap of the of the halfback. Let's go to Sky Boy.
Hey, Bob, I have Sailor, Sailor, Paul, Sun, Greenway, and coming up the way right now, Sailor, and Sailor Moon, going down the San Diego Freeway now, Arizona Highway, and Hollywood's World, Hollywood's Line, down San Diego Freeway to Burbank, and Burbank Cocktails. Go to Boyd's Caribbean this weekend.
Undefeated.
Livermore Stadium, the place to be this weekend as the San Diego Broncos take on the New York Dolphins in exciting American Galactic Legion football. You haven't seen anything like American Galactic Legion football, where we take the rules of football, put them through some kind of a cyclotron, and they come out the other side all messed up. Yes, American Galactic League Legion football this coming weekend with the San Diego Broncos and the New York Dolphins. And don't forget, on Monday night, the Chicago Jets, and I'm looking at the schedule now, and the Washington Seahawks. Is that right?
Yeah.
And also, the New York 49ers said, get out of here! This league doesn't exist. It only exists in Bill's mind. That's why he needs Ardmore Pain Relief. Every migraine he gets, every headache he gets, it divides and splits his skull. The hallucinations are something else. You've got to get Ardmore Pain Relief. It helps us all, but especially Bill, who is actively hallucinating because of a head injury he had a week ago involving his lawnmower, a kid's bicycle, and what looked like a tank. To be honest with you. Ardmore Pain Relief. Get it now in the handy 700 pill bottle. Yeah! Nothing to lose.
Bobby Dooley on the line with us right now. When we were putting the show together today, we were wondering, well, what are we going to be talking about? And I think what was fascinating was the fact that no one really wanted to discuss Hillary Clinton. Because Phil is very loath to discuss political issues. But Bobby said, well, let's talk about health and talk about women's health. We don't have to get political. Phil, you had a thought on that.
I said you don't have to get political, but there's nothing wrong with you telling us who you're supporting.
Well, I'm supporting Donald Trump.
Right. And so you're going to be objective, though, here.
Yes, because, Phil, I'm a woman, and as a woman, I think we have to be sensitive to each other. And I think that what Hillary Clinton's been going through, I don't think any man would survive it as well.
Does that include Donald Trump?
That does not include Donald Trump, no. When I say any man, I mean, we're talking the garden variety man. When I talk about Donald Trump, I think you're stepping up in class, as they like to say.
Boy, I'd love to hear the reason for that. Yeah, you think it's better than other men?
Well, I don't want to get into a big argument. All right.
Well, this is not an argument, darling, but all right, look, let me just say this. So what you are saying is that Hillary Clinton, with the grueling schedule that she has, it wasn't surprising that she did come down with pneumonia.
Oh, no, not at all. Women are taxed, I think, much more than men, because women are worried about not only the career, not only the family, the specifics of family and the well-being of other people. Mom is really, to this day, still the one that takes care of the home fires. Men don't think of that. And so while we're out on the road and we're out doing these jobs wherever they take us, we are more conscious of what's not getting done at home.
Well, do you think that was her problem?
I don't know if that was specifically her problem, but I do know that the scattered concentration of a woman can affect her.
Now, let me, Bobby, this is General Shaw. Let me ask you about Donald Trump. You said this would affect other men as well.
Well, it affects us all. In other words, I think that women are a little bit tougher than men. I think that any man who had the schedule that Hillary Clinton has, or any woman, I think you'd see a lot more pneumonia out there, a lot of very debilitating conditions.
All right, so the men would be flat on their backs.
I think so, yeah.
That's interesting. All right, we're talking to Bobby Dooley here, who is with the Western States Homeowners Association. All right, now, we're all sitting here with bated breath, waiting for you to get to the key point here.
Well, the key point is, it wouldn't happen to Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's the part that we think is interesting. Why don't you think it will happen to Donald Trump? And by the way, if you don't mind...
I didn't say it will happen. I said I don't think it'll happen, but I don't think it would happen. And there's a big difference.
All right, but what is the difference?
Wait, I want to just, if you don't mind... Before you get into any of that, I forgot.
You forgot what?
I forgot what I was going to say, all right?
All right, well, you'll think of it. Go ahead, Bobby.
Well, no, I forgot. What?
Well, no, you were saying that Donald Trump is not going to get as sick.
That's right. But Donald Trump is not going to get as sick because he is another manner of man. You know, Bram Stoker...
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry?
All right, General.
I mean, you know, that's a... That sounds like a load, you know.
Well, I didn't come on this program, Phil, to have what I'm saying categorized as a load.
All right, let's just be polite here. You were saying about Bram Stoker?
Yes, Bram Stoker wrote the book Dracula. And in it is the very famous line, "What manner of man is Dracula?" Well, I suppose I'm using a very bad analogy here because I know the general would jump all over that. But what manner of man is Donald Trump?
Well, you're right. I would jump on. If you're comparing Donald Trump to Count Dracula, I think there's probably a pretty decent... Although I will say, there's a great many things about Donald Trump that I support.
But let me say this. Because...
What do you... Yeah, I get to say something.
I'm going
to
say something, man. Donald Trump may or may not be a good candidate for president. I'm not saying that he's good. I'm saying he's bad. Although I don't support him myself, I'm not necessarily saying he'd be a bad candidate. But... Why is this guy, you're saying, not susceptible?
Yeah, why is he not susceptible to the same things that that women are?
Out on the campaign trail, you'd say that other men would get pneumonia just like Hillary Clinton, but not Donald Trump.
Well, the reason I say that is because he is obviously a very unusual man. He's obviously a very special and different kind of a man. I think he's got more stamina.
Now, why do you say that?
Now, what gives him more stamina?
Why do I say that? Look at him. He's larger. He moves across the stage with a level of confidence. He gives everyone the thumbs up. Steve was doing a story on that.
Well, he gives everyone the thumbs up.
Hold on, Steve. You did a...
Yeah, I'm doing a study on it.
And he gives the thumbs up. He walks and he smiles. He goes, yeah, hey. And he gives the thumbs up. And there's a level of confidence I don't think I've ever never seen.
He gives the thumbs up, but there is a level of confidence that we've not never seen.
Your grammar is not very good, Miss Doolittle, if you don't mind me saying.
Oh, okay, Bud. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Doolittle. Are you ready for this guy?
Hey, Dipkin.
My name isn't Dipman, it's Dickman.
I thought it was Dipman. My apologies.
Dipman?
I always thought it was Dipman.
It's not Dipman?
No, it's Bud Dickman. All right, let's not be smartasses here. We're all friends. We're all kicking off our live week. So Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Now, she came down with pneumonia. I've had double pneumonia. I mentioned this on Twitter this weekend as I was fooling around and entering all kinds of stupid thoughts. And by the way, General Shaw, thank you for taking over.
I had to take over Phil's Twitter. Did you guys hear about this?
No, I did not.
What happened?
I took over Phil's Twitter feed because he just wouldn't shut up about Trump. And he was going ape.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And so I just, said, Phil, why don't you just get lost? I'll take it from here and just let him cool the hell down.
I didn't see that. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, and it probably worked for the better. But right now...
No, you better know. It did work for the better. I had an awful lot of people commenting and saying, General, you should have done this a hell of a lot sooner.
All right. Well, that's great. So... We're talking here about Donald Trump and Bobby Dooley. Your point, General, was what?
My point is this. Donald Trump, and again, I think that Donald Trump is a I wasn't making the point, you were.
Oh, yeah, I was on Twitter this weekend.
Yeah, and I came out and I said I took over.
Boy, you guys are good.
You guys really got your act together, huh?
I'm sorry. No, I was saying that I was on Twitter this weekend. I was talking about the Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and we were discussing this news that had come down the pipe about her being very sick. Now, I've had double pneumonia, and I was saying this. I was saying that I couldn't breathe, I couldn't walk.
Now, I mean, what exactly does it do to you?
Well, go ahead, Phil. But I've had double pneumonia. What he's saying is true.
Yeah, I couldn't breathe, and I couldn't walk, and I couldn't. I'm telling you, I almost passed out when I got out of my car. At the doctor's office on a Saturday morning. I'll never forget when I was hospitalized. It was on January 1st, 2010. It was on New Year's Day, but I'd been sick the whole week from Christmas Eve leading up to New Year's Day. I got out of my car. I drove myself to the doctor's office, which was insane. I got out of the car and I began to black out.
Oh my God!
You blacked out on the sidewalk, Mr. Henry?
Right. Yeah. I started to black out, and I had to sit back down. And as I found out later, and at the time, I never really had experienced this before, but I found out later that I wasn't getting enough oxygen, man. I mean, when I got into the hospital, I was getting about 89% oxygen. They put you on obviously they're giving you oxygen, and there's an alarm that goes off if the oxygen in your blood goes below 90%, something like that. I hope I'm getting that right.
Well, you mean the oxygen in your blood... Or just the percentage of oxygen that should be in your blood.
You said oxygen.
Yes, thank you very much. I know that.
What was it, sir?
I don't know, but it was. I was at 89%, and I remember I was laying there, and I heard this alarm go off.
What does the alarm sound like? Like ding, ling, 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 ling. Sound like that?
They don't do alarms like that no more.
Bobby said no more.
I'm sorry. They don't do alarms like that.
No, it wasn't ling, a ling, a ling. It was like beep, 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 beep.
Oh, yeah, like more of a modern one.
Yeah, they do modern alarms now. I was listening, by the way, to your show, Phil, the man who, Kenny Slagg, and all of the different do-do-do-do-do-do-do. We had a great time listening to that show, and it motivated us to want to go out and buy the package listening to that, right, Steve?
Yeah, we like to listen to the do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do, you know.
Are you guys sure you're getting enough oxygen?
Well, that's a good one, Phil.
I think that was rude. I really do.
I'm getting enough oxygen. I was commenting, and I was trying to be solicitous, Phil.
Yeah, all right. But, I mean, you guys talking about doodle-doodle-loo and ding-a-ling-a-ling. We're talking here...
Well, we didn't make it sound that bad.
Yeah, you did. We're talking here...
No, we did not, Phil.
Okay, Bobby. Are you going to hang up?
No, we're not allowed to hang up.
You got that right. We're talking here with... Was that a cat that was at my leg? I can swear I just felt a cat.
I think Thunder came in here.
Yeah, Thunder's at the studio. Thunder's afoot, man, somewhere. We're talking with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley about Hillary Clinton and her bout with pneumonia. a bout with pneumonia that, by the way, has sent her or did send her to the hospital. She was out. I think she was at her daughter's place. But there's no question at all that it was a scary moment. And not only do you have a, you know, not only is it a scary moment per se, but you know, you're wondering if you're going to be able. I'm sure she was wondering if she could continue the campaign.
Well, you know, and that's it. And again, Bobby, you're talking about Donald Trump like he's some sort of a Superman.
I just think that Donald Trump is going to be able. He looks like the kind of a guy, you know, and I'm sure when he is with his friends, he probably says that. He probably says, "I'm the kind of guy." And you're the kind of guy, you know? And I'm the kind of guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. You know, I'm the kind of guy.
What are you talking about?
What is that?
There's a song out with, I'm the kind of guy, you're the kind of guy. And I think he probably says, I'm the kind of guy that when I...
What was that, bud?
I'm sorry.
What was that, man?
That was an alarm.
An alarm?
What do you mean an alarm?
That was one of the alarm when Mr. Henry's oxygen ran out.
I didn't tell you to play that.
I hit the wrong button.
He's messing around. Hey, look at Dick, but you pull that one more time, and I'm going to take your head, and I'm going to throw it out of the studio. Your body will remain.
Oh, man.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
Hey. I don't mean to applaud that because it is my head. However, that was beautiful.
May I continue?
Go ahead, Bobby.
So I was saying that Donald Trump is a formidable man. He's a man of stature. He's a man of substance, and when he gives the thumbs up, and he smiles, and he goes across the stage like a big ape, and I love that about him. He looks like a big, lumbering animal. He looks a little overweight, yes, but, he's the kind of guy who is overweight, as he is, but you still see him as someone that can just glide across the stage. I guess you'd say, Steve, you said it best the other day.
Well, I said, he's a big fat ape that glides, you know.
A big fat ape that glides.
That's saying it best, huh?
Well, you know what, Margaret? Why don't you come up with something better?
Here's what I come up with. I come up with this. He is no better than her. He's going to get sick with pneumonia if he doesn't watch it. And, Phil, you made the point about a stroke.
Now, what do you mean a stroke?
Well, I mean, I said that he looks like he's got a bright red, like his face, he looks like he's hypertense to me, you know?
Exactly. He looks hypertense, and the upshot of that is pneumonia.
All right, well, let's go to a phone call here on the Phil Henry Show, then we got to get out of here. Go to a phone call. Karen on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Karen.
Oh, Phil, how are you doing? Listen, Phil, I wanted to talk to you. We're here. We wanted to ask Margaret.
Margaret, about that truck.
We wanted to know about the truck.
What truck?
The truck you were just going to drive.
You said you're going to drive a truck this weekend.
I said that I was moving furniture from our home to a storage area. I wasn't driving a truck.
Well, we wanted to know if you were going to drive it.
I don't drive trucks.
Because I think if you did...
Now, Mark, if you drove a truck, we'd have a lot of people that would have more respect for you as a working woman.
I don't need to prove that I support Hillary Clinton. I support the Democratic ticket. I don't need to prove I'm a working woman by driving a truck.
Well, we just, you know...
The gear shift knob.
All right, thank you very much, guys.
Phil, we love your program. Just...
You know something? I want... You had better call back Karen and your husband and your brother-in-law and apologize for that.
Why?
Well, they mentioned gear shift knob.
All right, you know what? If you got the kind of a mind...
No, Phil, I don't have the kind of a mind.
Well, you know, as I was saying, Phil, I'm the kind of guy...
I don't know what that means. All right, so where are we here?
I'm talking about Donald Trump is a big fat ape that glides... And we don't think you get sick.
Right, and I disagree with that.
Well, I'm the guest.
Yeah, we looked it up and we did research.
I don't care if you're the guests and you did research and looked it up. You're not doctors, right?
Well, what if a doctor said that Donald Trump looked like a big ape, a big fat slob of an ape, and wasn't going to get sick?
I wouldn't give a crap. I would still say that he looks to me like a guy that's got hypertension. He looks like a guy that's like a stroke and a heart attack waiting to happen. Thank you very much, Bobby Dooley. And thank you very much, Steve Dooley.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be right back at a world-famous Phil Henry Show. We thank all of them for that observation on the election and the illness of Hillary Clinton.
Phil, you're going to have to tell us a little more about this pneumonia you had. You said you almost passed out, and then you went to the hospital, and the alarm went off. And the alarm sound, you don't know what it sounds like. Bud thought it was something like that.
And you get out of here with that alarm.
Well, whatever it is.
An alarm went off, and it was the sound of basically of Phil Henry not getting enough oxygen. I'll tell you this. I was sick for a week before I even got into the hospital. Then I was in the hospital for a week. Then I was off the air for yet another week. So I was off the air for 3 weeks. Then I got back on the air after 3 weeks. And I'll never forget my first show back. I had to drag the oxygen machine. We had a machine we took home. And this thing turned the air in the room into oxygen. In other words, it processed the air into oxygen. And I had a plastic tube. I had about 60 feet of plastic tube. And this thing was sitting in the living room. And I dragged it all the way into the studio. Not the unit, but I dragged this tube all the way to the studio and was breathing oxygen during the breaks.
My God, Phil, why were you even on the air?
Well, you ought to know you were there with him.
No, I was not. This was the old radio show.
Right. This was before you guys came in and we were doing the panel show. So there I was. And what I was going to say is I had a really good show. I remember enjoying myself immensely. The thing that was happening was I had a beach towel with me, man. I was sweating so much. I was sweating so much, I took one of those gigantic beach towels into the studio with me and was just mopping my head with this thing. And we got off the air. But I wasn't up to 100% physically until this was in January that I got sick, until it was like month of May.
Man, I remember you couldn't even walk on the beach.
Yeah, I remember that. Remember you tried to walk on a beach and you couldn't even walk on the beach.
You couldn't walk on the beach, huh?
No, I couldn't walk on the beach. You're right. What do you mean you couldn't walk on the beach? What the hell does that mean? I mean, I would go out to the beach and I would try to walk just to get my lungs back. And I would go maybe 70 yards and then start coughing just hacking my guts up. And we had to turn around and walk back. I couldn't go any further. So I'm telling you, it's like nothing you've ever had, man. And you can get into a coughing fit. And I understand that because, I mean, the same thing happened to me. I started coughing. Anytime you started to cough, you would cough forever until you had to slow your body down. You had to stop. You had to sit down. You couldn't move a muscle. You couldn't do anything and let everything in your body just calm down. The minute you got out of bed to just walk over and get a glass of water, man, or just stand up, the minute you moved anything, your lungs just went crazy.
And this was double pneumonia.
I had double pneumonia. And I don't know what Mrs. Clinton has, but both of my lungs, I saw the x-rays, and both of my lungs looked like just white clouds. I mean, two lungs and nothing but...
But what's in the lungs when you have that?
Just fluid, man. I mean, it's
fluid?
Right. Yeah, water, fluid. I mean, that's what causes pneumonia. Your lungs get full of this fluid. All right, be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. World famous Phil Henry Show. El Pacifico, Southern California. We'll be right back. Never chase that. Never stop like we... General Galen Shaw here. I want to tell you about the Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. Now, I watch these clowns working day in, day out, putting together a handcrafted, top shelf, Elite podcast. And the people that belong to this website, the people that are members of the Backstage Pass family, are an Elite group of listeners. They demand quality. That's why the Phil Henry Show podcast is a professional podcast, a moneymaker, well-respected across all party lines. We encourage you to get a Backstage Pass and enjoy not only the podcast, 20,000 hours of classic archived radio and podcasts, as well as all of the video casts, as well as our classic podcasts, as well as our animation, our TV pilots, radio and TV interviews. Friend, you haven't seen the end of it yet. Get a Backstage Pass now at philhenryshow.com. And this month, if you get a one-month subscription, we're going to give you 2 months for free. A one-month subscription gives you 2 months for free.
So that's 3 months in total.
3 months in total. Only at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Also, you can get the year-long subscription. And when you get a year-long subscription, as well as the 1 month, you get free downloads, man. With the year-long subscription, you're going to get the entire best of download collection. With a one-month subscription this month of September, you're going to get yourself 2 extra months. So it's a beautiful thing, and it gets more beautifuler as the days go by. World famous Phil Henry Show, Elite. Someone's fucking junk, yo, I'll bust him in the eye. And then I'll take the punks out. Feeling funky, amps in the junk. And I got more rhymes in this cops that are junkin'. Oh! Sure enough, I got pop from the kids on the... Get Dr. Emery Clayton up here. Dr. Clayton is I hope you're just kidding about this, Dr. Clayton. You're not leaving us. At least I hope you're not leaving us, because the word was that you have had it with the weather in California. Dr. Clayton, a longtime urban studies professor at L.A. Canyon College, has been a key contributor of ours on the program, having to do with the American, you know, scene, American cultural scene. Professor Clayton, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
And are you really thinking of leaving town?
You know what? We've talked about it. And I have been here. We came here from Texas in the mid-70s. And I got my degree here. And then I began teaching here. And Cheryl did the same thing. My wife, Cheryl, did the same thing. Only she decided to opt out of the career she'd chosen for herself. She had been in education. She decided to work children's education, started to work with developmentally disabled children. And we had a good run, but the thing that has started to wear on me every summer now, it gets either blazing hot or it gets overcast. Now, I live up near where you live, Phil.
Now, where do you live?
I live in Camarillo.
Okay.
Because we have to go to Northern L.A. County is where we commute. But the weather here in the summer has been lousy. Just lousy, and it gets overcast. It's dark. It's misty. I feel like I'm in some kind of. You were talking about here just a minute ago, if I recall, General. You were talking about an elf. Remember that?
Well, yeah, we referred to the elf. Talk about heavy metal music.
It was heavy metal music. Well, all I heard, General Shaw, I don't know about your heavy metal music there, Mr. Dipman or Dingman.
The name is Dickman. I don't know why people are getting his name wrong.
Yeah, Dickman.
I heard a moment ago someone said it was Dipman.
It's Dickman.
All right. But I will tell you, the elf, as it pertains to what doctor, excuse me, your name is General Shaw, right?
Yes, I'm a general, not a doctor.
Right. When we talk about the mythic, and we talk about the, not just the mythic, but we talk about the spiritual, and you throw into that these dark, gray days we've had here in California. Now, I know that a lot of states and a lot of people listening to me right now, they can't relate to this, but you get on the California coast here in the summertime, it can get very fogged in, right, Phil?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, and especially this section of the coast.
All right, so just hold on for a minute, because I need to get this said, and you sound like you're going to keep going on.
You asked me a question.
I did, and I'm done. So it gets dark and brooding, and I was there one night, and I had some papers that I was, I was grading, and it was very cloudy outside, and it was very cold outside, and it got dark early, not because the sun was setting early, but because these clouds had come in and just turned the atmosphere of the day into a very gray, almost English scene. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, like the on the moors or something.
Yeah, like Hound of the Baskervilles or something like that.
Well, not like Hound of the Baskervilles, but yeah, close to that. And I found myself reaching for a pipe, which I never smoke a pipe, but I have a rack of pipes that sit on my desk just for effect. So people, when they come in, because they expect a college professor to smoke pipes, so I keep three or four around. But I found myself reaching for one and packing it full of this tobacco that had to be 5 years old or something. Cheryl, what was that tobacco?
Yeah, it was.
Cherry. Yeah, it didn't taste like cherry. It didn't taste like anything that, it did. I tell you what it tasted like rotten weeds or something. And there I am smoking the pipe, and I'm affecting this kind of manner, you know, like rather and all that. So I said, we got to get out of here, man. I said, you know.
Now, so you're telling me that you were, like you were controlled by the weather.
Yeah, it felt like I was controlled by the weather, yeah. To sit there and smoke a pipe and look out the window, and I started to grade these papers, and then I'm thinking, you know, is it, what was it, Lenore, Nevermore? I want to hear a crow banging its beak against the window. And at one point, I thought I actually saw one.
What are we talking about here?
Sounds to me like you're having some kind of a hallucination.
No, I'm not literally seeing it. But it's the atmosphere that's getting to me, you know?
No, I mean, that sounds like if the atmosphere is getting to you, that's a mental condition.
Yeah, it sounds mental. It sounds mental.
Oh, it sounds mental, huh? Look, I didn't come on this program to be called nuts.
Well, if you're sitting there in your study, and you did you have on a smoking jacket?
I had on a smoking robe, yeah.
See, that's what Phil's getting to. So the grayness of the day and the weather begins to lay heavily on you, and you find yourself wanting to do these different things.
It's not that I wanted to do them. It's that I felt compelled to do them by, well, I, you know, so what I did is I got out a realtor book. I said, I got to get the hell out of here. And Cheryl came in, we looked, and we found a couple of properties that are in the center of the state that look like they may be in a good, broad, deserty terrain where it can't possibly get fogged in by any ocean air. And that's where I want to make my stand.
What part of the state is it?
Well, it's up in the northern Mojave Desert.
Mojave Desert? Holy Christ. What, you know, if the people die up there.
Don't worry about it, General. I know how. And they die because they ain't got any water. Believe it or not, there's running water in the Mojave Desert. They actually laid pipes. Jesus. This guy over here I'm talking to.
Hey, Professor Clayton, if you don't mind. We only got a few minutes here. So you're going to move to the Mojave Desert where?
At the end of the town of Mojave. And there's a piece of property up there that we're looking at. There's actually three or four pieces of property up there, all multi-acre pieces of property that we want to build on. And
well, that's going to take time, so you're still going to be here. How long do you think it's going to take to build a house?
Well, it could take as much as a couple of years, in which case, you know, it doesn't mean we got to be here. You think I'm going to stay here and put on a smoking jacket and see crows and feel like the beating heart and all that? No.
What is happening to you, man? It's like a...
Sound like Edgar Allan Poe.
What do you mean, Edgar Allan Poe? You know something, Dickman?
I mean Poe.
You know, you ought to read. Read, boy, read. And when you read, the first thing you'll notice is you know the name of the author before you even read anything the guy wrote. And when you know the name of the author, you know it ain't Edgar Allan Poe. You know it's Edgar Allan Poe.
Very, very well said. Professor Clayton... all of this says what? Are you leaving L.A. Canyon College?
No, we are not leaving L.A. Canyon College. What we want to do is commute. So we would live in Mojave throughout most of the... we'd live in Mojave over the weekend. We would commute to an apartment somewhere close to L.A. Canyon, but not so far down toward the beach so as to get us socked in with all that spooky weather and everything, because we can't take it anymore, and I'm not going to sit there any longer feeling like I'm losing my mind with the fog and one of those Sherlock Holmes pipes. I look in the mirror and I look like about 3 or 4 years worth of ass standing there with a Sherlock Holmes pipe and one of those hats. And Cheryl, went out and you bought me one, didn't you? Got me a tweed jacket.
All right. Well, you need a vacation.
Now, you know what? You should really talk to somebody.
You see what we're saying, Professor?
No, yeah, I see what you're saying, and you're all wrong.
Well, if you're beginning to imagine yourself...
I'm not imagining anything. If I'm looking in the mirror and I see myself with a Sherlock Holmes hat and a pipe, it's because the weather sucks. That's what's going on.
Not because you just, freaking out.
No, man, I'm not freaking out on anything. The weather, that's what did it.
All right, best of luck. When are you going to move?
Oh, well, first we got to buy the property, but I would say that by the end of the year, we'll probably have made our decision. We will draw plans. Probably won't get to that until the summer. So it's going to be, my goodness, probably be 2019.
Well, that's a long way off.
Yeah, it's a long way off. I told you, so take a chill pill on this. It's going to be a wonderful thing, but I can't take it no more, you know.
All right, Professor Emery Clayton from L.A. Canyon College with us as we talk with him, to him, and for him about all kinds of stuff, man. And that
well, you know, here's the thing. When you're talking about the weather, especially when you get older, all of that dark, damp weather, well, it really gets to your bones and your joints.
He's not talking about that. He's talking about imagining himself. It's almost like The Haunting, you know?
Yeah, he's putting on hats and he's putting on pipes and...
putting on pipes?
Yeah, he's not putting the pipe on.
He's putting pipes in his mouth and... things are getting weird. Yo, speaking of weird, this is the world famous Phil Henry Show, PhilHenryShow.com. Rammer with a bot, those Roman, they blast the hammers. Never had no sense, so I'm bad with manners. Who'd have thought I'd be living life in the flash of cameras? Got bitches on my nuts like pubic. Steve Atchison here. Steve Atchison lays the pipe and has since 1951. Our plumbing, our fixtures, and all of our handiwork is second to none. We guarantee it. At Steve Atchison, we lay the pipe down, we pull the pipe up, we slide the pipe in, and we pull a pipe out. Steve Atchison, our plumbing, our fixtures, fixtures and our handiwork. We've been in the San Joaquin Valley now for four years. I got to look at my, I'll look at my calendar. Steve Atchison, plumbing, fixtures, and handiwork in the San Joaquin Valley for the last 4, 5, 6, 10 years. That's right. Steve Atchison in the San Joaquin Valley. Got that wrong. It's actually San Joaquin Valley, so that's the joke. Yes.
It's no doubt niggas gonna feel this. You don't scare niggas, not even a little bit. I serve you. You get the bill quick.
What the hell is this? You know, I mean, it's the modern music, baby. It's the modern music. Jack Armstrong for a very, very quick second here as we talk about the National Football League opening weekend. Where are you at, Jack?
Where am I at right now? I'm standing next to a big, looks like a big generator here next to the Krispy Kreme where I stopped off to get some donuts. So, you know, you do what you got to do, and you do it to the best of your ability.
You're near a big generator to what?
I'm at a Krispy Kreme donut place where I stopped off to get the donuts.
You're stopped off, so you're not back in town.
No, I'm not back in town. I'm right now, you know, I was on my way to San Francisco for the Ram game, and then someone called me and said, no, we don't need you to do that. Just go ahead and get on the air with Phil to talk about the games that haven't been played so far.
Right. We'll get to the Ram 49er game.
Well, did you want me to go up to the game or not?
It's too late now, no.
Oh, okay. So that's what I'm doing. I'm standing here next to a Krispy Kreme.
All right, well, look, but give us a rundown on the wins and losses this season.
This season?
I mean, this weekend.
Yeah, all right, well, we had Denver Broncos defeat the Carolina Panthers 21-20. It was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 31. Atlanta Falcons, guess what? 24. Ooh. In action in Baltimore, the Ravens 13, the Buffalo Bills 7. Taking a look at the Chicago Bears and Houston Texans, 23-14 in favor of the Houston Texans. It was Green Bay squeaking it out there over the Jacksonville Jaguars, 27-23. In other pro football action this weekend, San Diego loses one close to the Chiefs at the end of the game, 33-27. Another action, it was the Raiders 35, New Orleans 34. Carolina, as we mentioned, Cincinnati 23, New York Jets 22. It was look at this. The Philadelphia Eagles beat the Cleveland Browns 29-10. And it was the Minnesota Vikings over the Tennessee Titans 25-16.
All right.
And, sorry, Phil, but there's one more. It was the New York Giants over the Dallas Cowboys.
New York Giants,
20-19 over the Dallas Cowboys. In other action in the National Football League, it was the Lions 39, the Indianapolis Colts 35. That was, talk about a big game there. It was New England 23, Arizona 21, and this evening, Pittsburgh Steelers 38 and the Washington Redskins 16. And underway now, very, very shortly, is going to be the L.A. Ram and San Francisco.
As we record this game here on this Monday night. All right, Jack, thanks a lot.
Jackson Armstrong report.
So, don't do that, bud.
I'm just trying to get rid of him.
That's why he gets upset. That's why he's got a complex, you clown.
I don't care about his complex.
Well, you should start caring about his complex. Because everybody has a complex, bud. And some people have bigger complexes than others. You not having a complex at all really blows me away. I don't know how you get away with that.
All right, folks, that does it for this Tuesday, y'all. See you tonight. And more importantly, we'll see you on Thursday night at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. We'll be out there at 8 o'clock. You can find a link for tickets on the homepage of our website, philhendryshow.com. Just look there for the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club banner. You can also find the link there at Twitter at philhendry.com. That's real Phil Hendry, I should say, .com. Twitter.com/realphilhendry.
No wonder people can't find you, Phil. You're carving a new ass.
Sorry. It's twitter.com/realphilhendry and twitter.com/philhendryshow. You'll find a link to the club there and also at facebook.com/philhendryfans.
So on the Facebook fan page.
Yes. World famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And it's executive produced by Mr. Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Is what it is.